You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. So I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper. Probably going to hang out there for a while at this point. I'm calling it Trash Talk Tantrums and Freakouts because the left is having a complete meltdown, y'all. I mean, now, granted, I did see some what I would consider to be more reasoned approaches this morning on social media, of all places. One particular young lady said the reason why Roe v. Wade was overturned is because of the left, saying that because of the left, that they had not done enough. For 50 years, they had sat on their heels thinking, we'll just go ahead and defend the court. Well, guess what? Eventually, things come around. But the reality is this. The meltdown is kind of an epic scale. A lot of trash talk right now in even among elected officials about what they're going to do. How about this one from justthenews.com? Justthenews.com, undoing the court, Pelosi leads Democrats in an effort to codify Roe v. Wade into law. She can't do it. They can't do it. They've had 50 years to do it. In fact, she's been up there for most of those 50 years, and she can't do it. They're not going to be able to codify, even if they had the ability to move this thing through the House again, which they probably could right now because they've done it recently. If they could get it through the House again right now, the reality is they're still not going to get it through the Senate. Well, don't they control the Senate? No, they don't control the minds of every senator. And not every Democrat, by the way, is pro-choice, as they like to say, is pro-abortion. They're not. I guarantee you, if they try it again tomorrow, it would fail. And when it comes time to go to the polls in November, we make sure we have a Republican majority in there. We're not going to wind up dealing with this. Now, do we have moderates and centrists in the Republican Party? Sure. Do we have weak sisters like, you know, Murkowski and Susan Collins? Yes. But nonetheless, they're not going to get the ability to codify the effects of Roe v. Wade, in my opinion. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is vowing to fight in Congress to codify Roe v. Wade. Democrats, she says, will keep fighting ferociously to enshrine Roe v. Wade into the law of the land. This cruel ruling is outrageous and heart-wrenching. She called it a, quote, slap in the face to women. It's always a slap in the face. That's one of their favorite phrases. A slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom. Okay. She also says it's going to be on the ballot in November. Well, they're going to try and make it this their cause celeb right now, I guarantee you. And I don't think it's going to wind up having the same level of effect. I don't. I really believe that the majority of what's going to be on the ballot, so to speak, in terms of what's driving people to the polls, is to, A, deal with the fact that citizens are being raked over the coals right now financially. Gas prices, overall inflation are just raking people over the coals. You can't even get a raise at work and it make a difference right now. That's going to be number one. There's also the question of whether or not America is losing its standing in the world. That's going to be one of the top anyway. You're also looking at the fact that energy costs are through the roof. It's not just what it does to our pocketbook. It's the fact that we're having to go beg other foreign nations to increase their productivity while refusing to do ours, which also, by the way, means we're not creating more oil and gas industry jobs when we could. And it makes no sense. So anyway, all those things are going to be on the ballot, I think, far more than what happened with Roe v. Wade. Because if you look at it right now, even the number of abortions nationwide, I heard of one study that said that the number of abortions nationwide was already down 20% before the ruling came out. Meaning it's becoming less and less of an issue as technology has clearly defined the child that is in the womb, as laws in various states had already been fighting the issue and making it far more public, and as people have become far more understanding. I just don't see it. Okay. But let's talk about some other things that are happening, though. In terms of the trash talk, tantrums, and freakouts, within 24 hours of the Roe ruling, major companies across the nation were already determining and announcing that they will cover abortion travel costs for their employees. Now, let me ask you something. If you were to go for job interviews, looking for a new job, and you went and you found two jobs, both of which wanted you, like, what a great thing. You know, and both of them offered the same salary, same benefits package, same basic work week, roughly the same commute, and yet one of them offered, we'll also cover your abortion travel costs for you and your dependents. Is that gonna be the thing that sways people to that job? Is that gonna be the thing that literally says, "Oh, that's on the list. That makes my package even better." No. But they're doing it. It's more virtue signaling. It's more opportunities to get that ESG score up. But nonetheless, several of them, according to TheHill.com, dated June 24th, which was Friday, these companies will cover abortion travel costs for their employees. Several of the nation's largest companies are willing to reimburse employees who travel out of state to legally access abortion services. Disney, no surprise there. The woke world of Disney. The wonderful woke world of Disney. Disney said it will reimburse workers for travel and planning costs. Planning costs? What's a planning cost? Planning cost. Well, I had to take time, and I had to, I don't know what. I'm just making crap up. Disney, all right. Meta, formerly known as Facebook. Meta said that it intends to reimburse travel costs. It is in the process of assessing how best to do so. Meaning, we're thinking about it. We don't know what it means yet. Zillow will reimburse employees up to $7,500 to travel significant distances for reproductive services and gender-affirming care and other procedures. Wow. Zillow. Okay. Had no idea Zillow was that liberal. How about this? BuzzFeed. Nobody cares about BuzzFeed. Dick's Sporting Goods, the same company that took rifles off of its shelf, AR-15s, I believe. Dick's Sporting Goods CEO said that company will reimburse up to $4,000 in travel expenses. Amazon. Levi Strauss, which is disappointing. Somebody in the previous show reminded me that Levi Strauss Company is actually based in San Francisco. However, I always picture them as being like, you know, that's like the common man's jeans. I don't know. I guess that's Wrangler now. Levi Strauss & Company. The denim brand said last month it would reimburse workers who travel out of state to get an abortion and expressed opposition to legislative efforts to restrict abortion access. Well, Amazon, by the way, is going to pay $4,000 also, just like Dick's Sporting Goods. J.P. Morgan Chase, Starbucks, Yelp. Who else? Microsoft, no surprise. Apple, no surprise. Citigroup, MasterCard, Netflix, Tesla, Lyft. All these companies, they're going to make sure that you have what it takes to get to an abortion. You need an abortion, you just come tell us. You come, go to HR, fill out that form. We'll send it to the HR review board. And in 20 weeks, we'll get back to you and see if we can do, it's paid out the fact, by the way. You have to pay out of pocket, and then we'll get you. It's going to get stupid. It's going to get real stupid. Let me tell you what, though. Somebody pointed out earlier, you know what this sounds like? This is rife for fraud. Somebody said, here's what's going to wind up happening. You got one company paying up to $4,000, another one to $7,500. Someone's going to say, my girlfriend needs an abortion. We got to go to Washington State. Okay. Total lie. Here's your paid vacation. they're going to be knuckleheads that game this system, I guarantee you. Yeah. Take a call real quick before I go to the next break, so I'll do that. Line 5, Brian from Huntsville. Copper, you ready for Brian? I didn't even give you a chance to highlight his name yet. Tell you what, you highlight. You good? All right, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm mighty fine, and I didn't want to come on initially today. However, you were talking about states wanted to pay or groups wanted to pay for somebody to go to another.
Yes.
Their dependents. For their abortion. When if they had dependents to begin with, if they're getting abortions.
Well, that's a great point. I guess they didn't want that late in life surprise. All right, Brian. Thanks, man. Yeah, good point. You know, it's nuts, and it's gonna stay nuts. As the trash talk, the tantrums, and the freakouts go on, a lot of this is virtue signaling. Making sure you heard me. I got to speak loudly so the left base hears me. Well, okay. You spoke. Was it necessary? Sometimes the better part of valor is keeping your mouth shut. Because now your words are out there and you got to live with them. All right, Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. We'll take that break right now. We'll come back. I got more, folks. I got a stack of stuff. related to trash talks, tantrums, and freakouts. But coming up at the bottom of the hour, my buddy Matt Clark from the Center for Law and Liberty will be on. We'll talk about a lot more than the Supreme Court did. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. So we are now already at 320. I'm having a hard time believing this show is flying by right now, Copper, just like scooting by.
Lots to talk about.
How's it 320 already? Good night. Okay, but anyway, nonetheless. Hey, by the way, bottom of the hour, stay tuned after that next break. We'll be on with my friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. Yes, we're talking a lot about Roe v. Wade and the freak show reactions that are happening because of it, but we're also going to wind up, I see, Copper, you're right. I've already been on the show for 3 hours. It's like, at this point, it's like my mind is numb to the idea of a clock ticking. So I'm just going to sit here and just, wow, it's what time? It's 9 o'clock at night. I'm still talking. Anyway, we're going to keep talking about temper tantrums and trash talk and freakouts of the liberals, but there's a whole lot more that happened at the Supreme Court, and we're going to cover down on some of that with Matt Clark, because y'all, I'm going to tell you, it was a banner week, even up to today, a banner 7 days for conservatism in the realm of jurisprudence. But the freakout keeps going. I mean, like right now, New York Times has an op-ed out today. New York Times has an op-ed, actually came out yesterday, I'm sorry. The New York Times published an op-ed this past Saturday, wrote about it in Fox News here in the article I'm holding on Sunday, calling for Congress to, quote, discipline the Supreme Court. What? Yeah. New York Times columnist Jamel Bowie, who apparently has no common sense, wrote an outline of how Democrats could rein in the high court in a piece titled, quote, How to Discipline a Rogue Supreme Court. She said, the Supreme Court does not exist above the constitutional system. Oh, it's he. I'm sorry, he. He added that the rogue court cannot shield itself from the power of the other branches. Among the options that Bowie listed were impeaching, removing justices, and packing the court. I'll be honest with you. I am pretty sure that if you tried to get the liberal justices of the Supreme Court to buy into this mode, they wouldn't agree with you. I mean, they may be liberal, but they have honor and integrity. And they also know that they lost and their position lost in a majority opinion. And the idea that you're going to write an op-ed in the so-called, you know, old gray lady, the place where news, the world's news goes to die these days, it seems like. They want to impeach and remove justices for literally construing the law in the manner in which they believe is best based upon their Senate-confirmed position as Supreme Court justices? That's ridiculous. And it says, in the face of a reckless, reactionary, and power-hungry court, Congress has options. The problem is politics. No, the problem is knuckleheads like you. But he goes on to point out that even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is living proof, in my opinion, that anyone can get elected office in America, said the Supreme Court ruling is, quote, illegitimate. No, it's not. And called on supporters to take their grievances to the streets. Yeah, good night. Hey, I got a caller on line one. Let me grab it real quick. Bobby from Florence. Bobby, how you doing today?
I'll be doing good. How about you?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to pass the message that Jesus is Lord and His will be done.
Brother, you are right. That is just the facts. God is good all the time, isn't He?
I'm telling you.
Well,
that's the greatest.
He is, and I, you know, I appreciate it too, and I think that's a part of why we have the ruling we do. It took 50 years of long, hard servanthood work, but there we are.
Amen.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate it. Well, listen, and I agree. Jesus is Lord. I don't mind saying it, and I'll say it on the show anytime I get a chance. Jesus is Lord. And I do believe that my faith is a big part of why I am considered a pro-life individual, why I was a pro-life state senator. And I know people, who are not necessarily, you know, evangelical Christians who are of the belief that life begins at the moment of conception. They saw it purely from a scientific or even a heartstring sense. But nonetheless, yeah, I agree. I think Jesus is Lord. I know Jesus is Lord, and I do agree. Bobby, thanks for that call. Hey, other things that are happening among people that choose to act differently, though, the temper tantrums, the trash talk, the freakouts, rioters in downtown Portland. Go figure. By the way, the mayor of Portland, if somebody should be impeached in the whole world, it's that individual. It says a large group, according to FoxNews.com, dated Sunday, a large group of rioters was seen in downtown Portland, Oregon, smashing windows and vandalizing several buildings Saturday night. The group also graffitied messages targeting the U.S. Supreme Court. The group, made up of about 100 people, were yelling and chanting as they marched down the streets and would periodically stop to destroy and graffiti objects. "Death to SCOTUS," one black spray-painted message said. Members of the group smashed several windows of a Starbucks coffee building. Others were seen destroying a Tesla car. There's irony for you. Tesla and Starbucks are two of the companies that are supporting abortion and paying for their employees to go out of state to get an abortion. But that's okay, because, you know, when you're a rioter in downtown Portland, you don't need an excuse and you don't care who's who. You just go ahead and destroy stuff. Other messages were written on the walls like "abolish schools." Abolish schools? Okay. Anti-police sentiments and other things, to include one that said "abort the court." One pedestrian who yelled out to the group asking why they were being so violent was threatened, and Portland police, who were monitoring the situation, did not have the resources to intervene. That's because they've been defunded. Portland's one of those defund the police cities, and they are paying for it now. They chose not to pay for the police, and they are paying for crime at this point. All right, before we go to the break, let me grab one more call. Line 2, Alan from Hartsell. Alan, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, sir. How about you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I think most people, common sense people, it's took 50 years to get Roe v. Wade back. It's took roughly 50 to 60 years to see how education has got in such a mess. And, you know, for some reason, common sense is the economy shot the devil because of this liberal mess.
Yeah.
You know, sooner or later, people have finally figured out, you know, this ain't right.
Maybe, well, you're right, 2022
it ain't right. Will finally wake people up and put a stop to this stupidity.
Alan, thanks for the call, man. We're up against the break, brother, but I appreciate you, and you are right. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. Back with Matt Clark from the Center for Law and Liberty.